Okay, I'm here with Vivian May at her exhibition Aimless Wanderings at Cleethorpes Discovery Centre. So Vivian, could you just explain to me a little bit about your exhibition and what people can expect if they come over the next couple of weeks?
The exhibition is the finale for my MA that I've taken at Grimsby Institute, and it's a exhibition displaying stories from my life. I started with a timeline from zero to my age now, and then decided to break it in half and do zero to 25. And it's pivotal moments in my life that I've chosen to display in writing and in visual work.
Fantastic. So how long is the exhibition taking place here at Discovery Centre?
It's on until the 19th of September.
And is that every day?
Every day, yes.
From 10 until 4, if I'm right in thinking.
10 till 5.
10 till 5, great. So if people come in and view your exhibition, what can they expect to see?
Well, they can expect to see written work, paintings, film, an installation of sculpture, lightworks, quite an array of ways of talking within art.
And in the middle of the exhibition, there's a giant sculpture of yourself. It's cast in...
What's called Modroc, which is a bandage that is soaked in plaster of Paris.
Okay, that's quite impressive, and it's all lit up. So could you explain to us a little bit about why you've been inspired to create this for the exhibition?
It was inspired by the fact that as I've grown older, I've learned more about myself, and it's a way of expressing how I feel that through art I've come out of my shell a bit, and you know, and feel that I can express myself and enjoy art far more than I used to before I began on the journey.
Excellent. Now, I know from speaking to you over the last couple of weeks that there's been a lot of work that's gone into the exhibition. Could you just tell anyone that's listening why you hope that they come and see what you've been putting all these hours into?
Well, it's like any artist, I have something to say. Whether other people want to listen to it, it becomes secondary. It's something that I've needed to express and something that I've needed to work through. What I hope that people get from the exhibition when they view it is, apart from just the enjoyment of seeing it as a standing piece, but also to look into it and read the stories a bit and see that, you know, there's somebody out there who can tell stories that are common to most people, life's ups and downs, and still feel that, you know, I've had a life that I've enjoyed living.
Excellent. Am I right in thinking that if anyone wants to ask any questions, they can come along to a special session that you're holding here?
Yes.
At the Discovery Centre? And when is that, Vivian?
That's on the 16th of September, and it's 2 till 3 o'clock.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I wish you luck with tonight and for the rest of the exhibition, and we look forward to seeing your graduation.
Thank you very much.